Biden's next move, busing, flying thousands of illegal aliens into American communities every day. By John Binder on April 1, 2022. President Joe Biden is planning to hugely expand his catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border, after ending the Title 42 Border Control Authority, by increasing the number of border crossers and illegal aliens who will be put on buses and flights to American communities. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that the administration would end Title 42, a broad authority that allows federal immigration officials to quickly return border crossers and illegal aliens to their native countries. As a result, Biden officials are readily admitting that about 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are expected to show up at the U.S.-Mexico border every month. This is the equivalent of a population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, arriving at the border over the course of just 28 to 30 days. With an impending flood of illegal immigration, The Washington Post reports that Biden's top officials are readying an expansion of their catch-and-release network where border crossers and illegal aliens are briefly detained, bused into border towns provided by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, contracted by the federal government, and flown into American communities across the country. Such a plan indicates that Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is planning to release thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior every day. Many of those would have likely been removed via Title 42. The Post reports. Biden officials are making worst-case contingency plans for daily border arrests to more than double from the current volume of more than 7,000 daily apprehensions. They are hiring contractors to add tent facilities that can help process migrants faster, along with additional buses and aircraft to transfer migrants away from the border. And they have established a command center at Department of Homeland Security headquarters staffed by interagency teams that include Federal Emergency Management Administration officials who have handled major disasters. Emphasis added. Either way, Biden faces an uphill climb when it comes to public opinion. A recent Economist YouGov poll found that just 33% of respondents approve of Biden's handling of immigration. The only area where the president had a lower rating was on guns, where just 27% approved. Emphasis added. The catch-and-release expansion is coupled with Biden seeking to drastically cut down immigration detention at the U.S.-Mexico border in favor of releasing border crossers and illegal aliens through DHS's Alternatives to Detention, ATD, programs. In February, for instance, Biden began releasing border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior and putting them on so-called house arrest, though none have primary residencies. In his latest budget proposal, Biden is looking to reduce immigration detention space while cutting off federal contracts with various detention facilities. Though Biden previously said he did not want border policies in place that would put 2 million people on our border, the administration did just that. In 2021, more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens arrived at the porous southern border, a foreign population larger than the resident population of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. From January 2021 to August 2021, for example, more than 500,000 were released into the U.S. interior. In January 2022, alone, Biden's administration released more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. This is in addition to the tens of thousands of illegal aliens who are expected to have successfully entered the U.S., undetected by officials. This year, experts predict more than 2.1 million will arrive. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.